USDA is expected to release their August crop production supply and demand estimates this morning at 11 o'clock. And right now, the main focus is what is USDA going to do with yield for both corn and soybeans? That seems to be the biggest debate that's taking place, as there's a lot of arguments for both sides. Of course, looking at crop condition ratings, for the most part, for the Corn Belt, they have been very good, especially when you look at the major corn producing states. Corn and soybean producing states. Also, when you look at it as far as NDVI is concerned, which is another method that they use to determine yield for this report, it's going to show some pretty nice looking crop when you look at the pictures. But it's when you walk out in the fields, especially in the Western Corn Belt and the Northern Plains. Right now, the average trade estimate for corn yield is at 182.4. With versus 183 last month. Of course, that would be a little bit of a lower yield, which that would be friendly to the marketplace. There are some looking for yields to increase to 184 to 185 in this report because of the NDVI and the crop condition ratings. That would put production at about 15.9 billion bushels, down from the 16 billion that we saw last month. For soybeans, yield is expected to drop just slightly to 52.9. That's versus 53 for the five-year average and rather for the trend line yield. And at this point, there's not a lot of argument about soybeans. They expect the yields to be left pretty close to being unchanged. That would put production at 4.47 billion bushels, down from the 4.48 billion that we saw last month. The other question is going to be, is where will winter wheat production fall into place? Of course, we already know that winter wheat yields were cut last month, and we did see winter wheat production decline. What will they do with the spring wheat yield? As right now, North Dakota's average yield is estimated at 58 bushels an acre. It's likely that's going to be reduced in this report. Overall, this report is expected to be somewhat neutral to friendly to the grains, but it's all going to depend on what USDA does with yield.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.